Okay, so I hope you did enjoy my top five song, and I hope you are jamming to the jams as I was in the studio bringing it to you. All right, so recently I was on Instagram, of course, and I came across this post which I found quite interesting, and I honestly would like your opinion. I would want to hear what you guys think about this. So there was a question that was posted, I would just read it out to you, and I would say my opinion, and like I said, I would like to hear what you guys think, really. So I would just read out the question. It says, My fiancé and I got into it this weekend over my choice of clothing. We were supposed to go to one of his friend's house for a party, but when he saw the outfit I put on, he asked me to change because it revealed too much and really enhanced my body. When I refused to change clothes, he said we weren't going, and he's had an attitude since. So, was I wrong to refuse to change outfits, or was he being insecure? Honestly, for me, the first thing I feel like is being insecure, if I am really honest, and this is my personal opinion, because I feel like it shouldn't really, matter, like, what she's wearing. And the thing is, if it was revealing, then it's a different scenario. But this outfit, from what she described, was not revealing. It just enhanced her booty, which means it just, brought out a figure. And so the issue was not because the clothes was revealing. The issue was because it brought out a figure. It enhanced a figure, really? And that was the issue. So me, I feel like it was being insecure because it wanted her to change so that other guys out there would not begin to look at her. Like, that was the main issue from what I get, from what she described. And I think it's so wrong. He has, he's insecure. He's really insecure. And so, she wasn't wrong to change the outfit. She wasn't wrong to say she wasn't changing it because he was insecure. And if you ask me, for a guy to be that insecure, you begin to question it should remain in the relationship. Like, really, if the guy has insecurities, then it's better he deals with his insecurities himself, really. Because I believe that it's going to continue. Because even if they go ahead and get married, it's going to continue even in the marriage. It's going to tell her, we had this. It's going to be the one to want to, say what she should wear and what she should not wear. Like, I don't think anything is wrong with a guy saying, telling you what to wear, or, but when it's like all the time, and when it's because it doesn't want you to, doesn't want other guys to be attracted to you or to look at you, then that's where I have an issue. That's where the issue lies with me and for me, because I believe, if as a guy you have other guys, admiring your partner, and it's both ways. If you have a guy or if you have a lady admiring your partner, I think it should give you a sense of pride. You know what I mean? Like, it should make you, feel good about yourself, because you're like, wow, someone out there, others out there want my guy, want my girl. Which means for me to have this guy, for this girl to be mine, for this guy to be mine, I must be lucky. I must be doing something right. So it should be a sort of like an ego booster, instead of the other way around. Instead of, trying to, kill the morale of your partner. I think it should serve as a morale booster for you as a partner. You should feel good about yourself if other people, are attracted to your spouse. So you wanting your spouse not to look good just because you don't want, attention of, the attention of others, on your partner, I think, is wrong. I think you have a big insecurity issue which you need to deal with, which you don't need. You don't need to bring someone into your, you know, insecurity issues. You need to deal with it first and foremost, I believe, before you even go into any relationship, because it's huge. Insecurity can ruin relationship. It's ruined relationship. It's ruined marriage. It's ruined not just the person involved, even your partner. So, no. She made a good call. For me, she made a good call. And I would like to know what you guys think. Was she wrong? Was she right? Am I right or am I wrong? Please, please, please hit me. My Instagram handle is Miss Cutie Moyo. MSCUTIEMOYH. And that is also my Twitter handle, Miss Cutie Moyo. Or you can also reach us at Hot Tea with Moyo. Yes, we have an our own social media page, Hot Tea with Moyo, which is HOTWITHMOYO. Hot Tea with Moyo. HOTTEAWITHMOYO. That is the Instagram handle. That is the Twitter handle for the show. I would really love to hear what you think. So please DM me, you know, on Twitter, on Instagram, even on Facebook. Please, I want to hear what you guys think. All right, so we're going to go for a short music break, and it is a song by Olamide, a music artist from Nigeria, and it titles this one, Poverty, Die, Poverty, Die, 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 Poverty, Die, Poverty, Die, 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 Poverty, Die.
When I wake up, no be by my power, oh. Oluwa lo kukun show, oh. I go down on my knees and I thank God, oh.
Poverty, die, 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 poverty, die, die, die.
And I step into the street for my paper, oh. And they also make the poverty jack, oh. Go the buruku, my lawyer, lewa, oh.
Poverty, die, 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 poverty, die, die, die.
Go the buruku, jino sile mi.
Die.
Irina, jino sile mi.
Die.
Hello, lawa, jino sile mi. I want to get plenty money. Poverty to fair my fitness. My head to need greediness. No put through shit for my business. I know well I get money sickness. Biggie money no be small small. Still party to be behind your life bad most. Money we no get focus. Money we no get compass. Holy Ghost fire. Me I know they tire. Ogun why me a bam me joma balu fire. Fire.
Fire.
Jemi ti mo shara gwe gwe. Ibi to pa mi ti mo ka gwo gwo. Udabo, ema lo jeje. This is my prime time, biti baba keke. Aye reti ele ya mi o. Them just a pray for party o. I don't dare, I dem like pa mi o. Me come call all I am a call mi o. Holy Ghost fire, me a no de tire. Ogun wa ye mi e pa mi jo a palu fire. Fire,
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 fire.
Mixing Xenophos.
That was Poverty Die by Olamide Bado, a music artist from Lagos, Nigeria. So I hope you did enjoy that one. It's saying poverty, go! You have no part to play in my life. And I believe that's the attitude we all should have, you know, in this year, 2019. Let's make the money, girl. Let's get that money, right? It's the money, yeah. All right. Okay, so over the weekend, there was a rumor which was started by Wizkid's manager / baby mama claiming that she's married to Wizkid. Or she, what's the word now? She brought up the assumption, or she made people assume that, for lack of better word, that, you know, she was married to Wizkid by what she posted on Instagram. And the gist of it all is Wizkid clap back. Like, he wasted no time to clap back, to respond, right? So I'm going to read what she posted, and I'm going to read Wizkid's clap back. So she said, looking back at this picture, she posted a picture of herself, you know, when she was pregnant, and alongside a picture of Wizkid and a son, right? So she posted both pictures side by side. And she said, looking back at this picture, September 2017, never did I imagine this journey to turn out to be so beautiful. You are beyond the perfect little boy, and I thank God every day for your presence in my life. You came into this world and gave me a level of peace and an alignment of happiness that nothing in this world could ever replace. It's so long, so I'm just gonna cut it down. Anyways, she says, my best friend, she was giving a vote of thanks, she was to people who had stood by her, you know, all through the years. She said, my best friend at Zena Anes for being my backbone and pushing me always to be a better me, yet always reminding me to keep a sense of myself, okay? My friend as Sian Swimmer for inspiring me with a walk, ethic, drive, and also of balancing how to be a great mom, wife, and businesswoman all at once. I want to take a moment on this day to thank my partner in crime, Wizkid Dio. Without your love and support, I would never have been capable of becoming the mother I stand to be today. Waking up to you both every day gives me the strength to take on the world. So she said, my friend Swimmer for inspiring me with a work ethic, drive, and also love balancing out to be a great mom and wife. So she insinuated, yes, that's what I was looking for. She insinuated that she was married, you know, to Wizkid by using the word wife, right? And so people were like, did Wizkid, you know, have a secret wedding that we didn't know about? Because that's what the celebrities do these days. Just go somewhere and get married secretly without, you know, anybody knowing about it. But our dear very own Starboy was having none of it. He did not want to be roped in. And so immediately, not too long after, he posted this on his Instagram story. He's like, shout out to single dad, or he said, single dad sending love to all the mothers I know. I repeat, single dad sending love to all the mothers I know. So pretty much he's saying, you know, hey, I'm nobody's husband. I'm single. I'm just a single dad, a baby daddy. I'm nobody's husband, right? So if you still want to shoot your shot, all your ladies wanting Wizkid, all your ladies in love with Wizkid, if you want to shoot your shot, don't let, you know, any baby mama discourage you. Go ahead and shoot your shot. Don't let Jada discourage you. She ain't married to Wizkid. Wizkid is still single, as he's wanted all his fans to know. So go ahead and shoot your shot. Don't waste no time. Yep. All right, I'm going to take a break. I'm going on another Oh my goodness, I can't even talk today. I'm gonna go on another music break, and this time the title of the song is Uku, and it is by Sho Majozi, a music artist from Gabon. I hope you do enjoy this one. Actually, sorry, Sho Majozi is from South Africa, and title of the song, like I said, is Huku. It's funny because Huku in Igbo language in Nigeria means butt. But it will be interesting to find out what Huku means in South Africa. So please do enjoy Huku, and I will be right back. It's still Hoti with Moya, with your girl, M to the O, to the Y, to the O, Moya. By Sho Majozi from South Africa. I hope you were jamming to it. I hope you were really jamming to it as I was here in the studio. All right. So, our Nollywood drama queen, I think she'll be given the title of the number one drama queen of Hollywood. Like, really, who am I talking about? I'm talking about no other person than Tonto DK, and I know she doesn't need any introduction because I've spoken a lot about her here on Hot Tea with Moya because she's always giving us something to talk about. Well, I appreciate it though, you know, because without her, I'm sure I would have no tea. So without people like her, I will have no tea because she's always in the news. She's just drama filled. I think she thrives in it. Tonto Dike thrives in drama. What has she done again, you ask? I'll tell you. So over the weekend, she came again for her husband. She's not ready to let go. Like, she's not ready to just let go. Like, she's filed for divorce a long time ago. She's broken every ties with him, but she's still always, you know, using every opportunity she gets to call him out, to cuss him out. Like, I don't know. So over the weekend, some trolls came at her, right? You know, for it was Mother's Day on Sunday back in the major countries of Africa, Nigeria, South Africa, you know, Ghana and all the likes. So, you know, she was, you know, greeting herself, telling herself happy Mother's Day on Instagram and, you know, and called her son by her own last name. So she referred to her son by her own last name. And our trolls came for her saying, how would you give your son your last name and all that, you know, talk. And then she used the opportunity to, you know, to cuss him out, to cuss her ex-husband out. Like, she would not just stop. You know, I don't know. I have no idea what has annoyed her, but she doesn't know when to stop. I guess they say, hell had no fury like a human scorned. And Tonto just is like, she is a visual representation of that saying. Hell had no fury like a woman scorned. So, She's like, are you people retarded? So I preach and I'm fake. Then I treat you all like the animals you are. And you say, are you not born again? Dude, I will switch it up from 0 to 100 and God gonna have my back. God is ever merciful. When I'm ready for the imbecile, which is her ex-husband, I will come for him. So no amount of talk can stop me. Wait until you feed a man I'm watching him turn and lie on me. We person where I did take do houseboy before? Nah. So what that means is she's saying someone that she's, you know, that basically was her aunt's maid, was her errand boy. Basically, that's what she's saying. Sure, she's a legend that in the marriage, in the short time they were married, he was an errand's boy. She has been claiming like that she made him, she gave him his money, she gave him the fame he has, she gave him the riches he had. But he has come out to say, he only knew Tonto for, you know, for what, 6 months? And pretty much he has, you know, before he met Tonto, he had his company, he had his organization, and so he doesn't know where Tonto gets this idea from that she made him. And so that's the story she has been sticking by, and I guess that's what she's trying to say here, that he was particularly an errand boy. I don't know. Tonto, I would just say let it go. Like, whatever church ill has done to you, please let it go. Let it go. We can't take it no more. Let it go. Let it go. We are tired of hearing the same story. Like, seriously, we are tired, Tonto. Whatever this man has done, just let it go. Please. We are tired. Give us something else to talk about. We don't want to hear about you always cussing out your husband, and he's not even doing the same, which is just what I find interesting and funny. He's not even, you know, he doesn't even give a hoot about her, but she's always the one ranting and cussing him out all the time. Like, let it go, girl. We're tired, okay? We've had enough. All right, I will quickly go on a quick music break, and I'll be right back to say my goodbye. This is a song by two music artists, Naughty O from Zimbabwe and Etana from Jamaica. And the title of the song is Do It Alone. I hope you do enjoy it. And no, you're not doing this alone. I'm here jamming to it in the studio with you guys. So please, don't you go nowhere.
Ability extension. Eat Ghana, the one from Jamaica. Kabuka body version.
Yes, I'm the baddest. Can't survive with money and bread alone. You need someone, you know, if you call your own. My brother, I. My sister, I. Sight as in Duga.
Can't live in your house if I you alone. If nobody, they can't call it home. My brother, I. My sister, I. Sight as in Duga.
Open your heart. Usakuneta kai, tarisa mungu wako usa stressa ai. Cause you need that body body, that somebody. Someone to make you feel alright, ay, ay, ay.
Somebody have to make you feel alright. How could I be your friend, how could I your wife? You can't live this lonely life, yeah.
I need some love, I need some love. My sister, I need you and you and you. Can't do it alone,
ay. You need some love.
In our life we can't live alone. In our music we can't make it alone. In our church we can't pray alone. Yeah, can't do it alone. In our life we can't live alone. In our music we can't make it alone. In our church we can't pray alone.
Me and my friend them you don't know the flexing. I will have vibes not upon negative things. Two juice in my cup and me sipping. With my gang, yeah, my friend them.
Van on the book with a misodic. Have on the same energy with a monjozi. That's my sister, my friend, and my brother.
Never, never, I need some love. I need some love. Alright, guys, it's time for me to go. I know, right? Time flies by while you're having so much fun. I hope you guys did enjoy today's episode of Hot Tea with Moyo. I know you did. And please, if you sure did, join me next time, same place, same station, as I bring to you another juicy, fresh, exciting, explosive, educative, entertaining episode of Hot Tea with Moyo. Till next time, guys, as I always say, stay living your best life. It's Moya signing out. Goodbye, guys.
You need someone who will call you on. My brother, I. My sister, I. Sight as in Duka. Open your heart. Usakuneta kai. Tarisa mungu wako usa stressa ai. Cause you need that body body. That somebody. Someone to make a fella right. Ay, ay.
Somebody have to make you feel alright. How could I be your friend? How could I your wife? You can't live this lonely life.
Oh, I need some love. I need some love. My sister, I need you and you.